A High Wind in Jamaica by Richard Hughes. Read by Terence Wilton.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Richard Hughes was born in 1900 and educated at Charterhouse School and Oriel College, Oxford. A highly original and idiosyncratic writer, he wrote poems and plays as well as novels. But it is for these that he is best remembered, the most famous of which was his first, A High Wind in Jamaica, published in 1929. A remarkable man, he could number Masefield, Yeats, T.E. Lawrence, Robert Graves, Augustus John, and Dylan Thomas among his friends and acquaintances. Married to the painter Francis Bazley in 1932, he died in 1976. Chapter 1. 1. One of the fruits of emancipation in the West Indian Islands is the number of the ruins, either attached to the houses that remain, or within a stone's throw of them. Ruined slaves' quarters, ruined sugar-grinding houses, ruined boiling houses, often ruined mansions that were too expensive to maintain. Earthquake, fire, rain, and deadlier vegetation did their work quickly.